Bad News Creative Renaissance podcasts are a series of interviews in which we ask thought leaders and innovators at the forefront of the marketing and communication industries six key questions. In this series, we explore the changing face of creativity as campaigns increasingly become holistic to cope with the multitude of platforms marketers now need to engage with their customers. This series of interviews is an educational initiative supported by the Australian Association of National Advertisers and the Australian Marketing Institute, and are created by On Communications in conjunction with Stellar Sound.
Welcome to this Ad News Creative Renaissance 2009 podcast series. I'm Peter Stevenson from On, and we're about to talk with Bob Leodis. Bob is President and CEO of the Association of National Advertisers in the US. G'day, Bob, and welcome to Six Questions.
Peter, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Bob, where are we talking to you from today?
I am in New York, USA.
You're in the Big Apple, the city that never sleeps.
Well, we occasionally sleep, but not too often, especially in these troubled times.
I think that the secret, too, is that when you can have a good time and celebrate something, make sure you make the most of it.
Well, that's the beauty of New York.
Exactly.
That's why we never sleep.
Good to see, Bob. Hey, Bob, look, we're here today to talk about a fascinating subject. You did a paper last year and you were talking about integrated marketing strategies. This whole podcast series is about creative renaissance and the importance of a strong, holistic creative idea. And those two thoughts sort of work together in our mind. And what we want to do today is understand what you mean by integrated marketing strategies and how you see that changing things for marketers in the future.
Yeah, that's a great starting point, Peter. In terms of integrated marketing strategy, everything emanates from what the core brand idea is. If we think about the importance of brands, it's critical for us to understand what message we want to be able to deliver to our consumer or customer audience. Now, we have been blessed over the past few years by technology providing us greater media platforms to be able to reach our targeted consumers and customers.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the beauty of a wonderfully constructed integrated marketing strategy allows us to be able to craft the appropriate brand messaging across those media platforms, not necessarily in exactly the same way, but in the way that each media will best be able to connect with the respective consumer that may be using that respective media.
It's interesting.
We can optimize the strategy.
And that's, you've just hit it right on the head, because the way we look at it at the moment is that with the media strategy and the channel planning, what that's doing is providing a potential to connect. And that holistic creative ideas, in our mind, really provide the opportunity to maximize that potential to get engagement going.
The engagement is the ultimate of the objectives of marketers, because only through engagement do you provide the opportunities to be able to bring in revenue and therefore achieve the franchise objectives of the brand. So the two do, in fact, work hand in hand with each other. And in fact, if they don't, you're going to be sub-optimizing your marketing management.
Yeah, okay. Just explain to us in simplistic terms, integrated marketing strategy, back in the 80s, it used to be, we all did it, it was the old visual thing, everything had to line up and you go tick the boxes, it all looks the same. You're talking about a much deeper form of a discipline and planning approach. Could you explain that in a little bit more detail to us?
Well, sure. And this is the reason why, and I think we will probably get into some conversation about the role of agencies in this whole integrated approach. But what we're trying to get at is, if you think about the ability of marketers to target consumers, they are going to pursue the appropriate breadth of media that makes sense in terms of being able to not only to reach that consumer, but to hit them with the right creative message that is going to resonate with the targeted consumer with respect to the media that they're using. And what I mean by that is how you reach somebody over the internet may be different from how you reach them through a print or a television approach. And it's important to understand the sensitivities of each, because your target may be somewhat different. Those that are using the internet may be those who are in the 18 to 24 range, and those that are likely to be using print and television vehicles may be in the 30 to 49 range.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they may all be part of your targeted segment, but how you reach them with your core brand message can, in fact, vary quite significantly, and how a marketer integrates that approach between the internet and the television and print platforms is the essence of how to be able to do it brilliantly.
And I think also that leads into this back to that engagement thought where, in essence, people are consuming or interacting with this media all in different ways. So, you know, like, for example, print is a little bit more passive than online. But what examples can you give us of brands and companies that you think are doing it well in the U.S. at the moment?
Sure. To me, the classic of the integrated marketers is the MasterCard brand and their
right.
Priceless campaign.
Mm-hmm.
It's a worldwide campaign that uses multiple disciplines that they have been able to export around the world and use with great consistency. And the underpinning of that is based in the organization structure where they essentially have somebody specifically in charge of integrated marketing planning,
okay.
So that the message is consistently applied and that the appropriate media worldwide are used in a constructive fashion to push the MasterCard Priceless campaign to its optimum heights.
And have they, you know, in terms of, you know, marketing department structures, and it's just similar, you know, you look at all the different silos that are there, there's direct marketing, there's advertising, all these different sort of subsets or segment planning, whatever they may be. I mean, how well have they, I hate the word, but deconstructed their department, or have they restructured it in a way that allows them to operate in this fashion?
Well, I think that the hallmark of any great organization is to have the brand champion.
Yeah.
You need somebody at the top of the ladder, whether it's the chief executive officer or the chief marketing officer, that truly believes in the brand and allows for the marketing organization to be able to pursue that brand strategy with great discipline and great aggressiveness. And that's the
yeah.
leadership that person has to evoke. Now, when you look at marketing organization structures, there isn't one way to best optimize a structure. It really depends upon the kind of brand that you've got,
mm-hmm.
whether you're consumer packaged goods, financial services, or business
yeah.
to business. It really does, quote-unquote, depend. But there are a couple of core platforms that I think are important. The focus in on skill enhancement to ensure that organizations have their personnel with the right skill development, that you have the right agency structure. In this world of integrated marketing, with so many media that need to be used, and particularly the evolving forms, it's critical to have the right agency support in order to be able to optimize that media. How are we researching and gaining consumer insights is another critical platform, not necessarily in terms of how we structure it, but
mm-hmm.
how do we get at it.
Yep.
And one of the most important areas that I think is evolving is in the area of marketing accountability. Do we have the right metrics, and do we have the right partnership between marketing, finance, and analytics to get the information we need and appropriately interpreted?
And which agencies, Bob, do you think are leading that? I mean, there's a couple in the back of my mind, but I'd be interested to see where you'd head on that question.
Well, obviously around the world we have a number of major holding companies that are really doing that brilliantly.
Mm-hmm.
But in the States, you've got some wonderful agencies such as Crispin Porter Bogusky,
yeah.
RGA in the digital space.
We've spoken to Bob, and his model's just fantastic. It's really very leading edge.
Bob Greenberg?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the president and CEO of RGA, and he is one of the most insightful individuals because he not only looks at some of the great creative ideas, but he is brilliant at being able to adapt his agency to ensure that they're appropriately communicating with all sectors of the marketing supply chain and ensuring that everybody is working off the same sheet of music.
What was really fascinating, we spoke to him about a year ago about, you know, the agency model of the future, and he said he reinvents every, I think it was 9 years, he basically said, and that was based on about a four-year, he's done that four times now, so from his origins, and he's quite open about it. He said you need to move with the times and you need to be flexible.
You not only need to be flexible, but you need to have a holding company that will permit you that flexibility. And Bob has been able to have a
yeah.
wonderful relationship with his IPG holding company that not only allows him to be able to execute in a broad fashion, but provide the creative flexibility necessary to pursue his growth objectives.
Yeah. It's interesting. We all grew up in an age of silos, and yep, creativity was always developed, and we looked to push it across different areas and boundaries. But there's been this specialization, which is really crucial, obviously, in a number of different areas. But do you think marketing is entering an age where we're going to see a group of strategic and creative generalists, people who can think and develop ideas that work across multiple platforms?
I think it's absolutely imperative that creativity not be housed in any one particular department.
Yeah.
Creativity is truly necessary across a broad array of disciplines. For example, creativity is coming out of the media agencies in strong fashion these days. In fact, I have heard stories about some brands actually outsourcing, quote-unquote, their creative to the media, because in many instances they believe the media should lead the creative process.
Yeah, because they understand.
What a novel thought.
Yeah, and because the argument that's pushed out here is because that medium, be it a media property, will understand the behavior and the nature of all of the media users and their consumers. The interesting aside that we find in the observation we make on that is that there's not a lot of people who have the ability to create communication that builds conviction. So we see it working in some ways that media and channel planning is very powerful to define the connection points, but it's enabling that opportunity of engagement. Quite often the media owners, they may have creative resources, but they won't have the breadth and depth of experience or understanding of brands to really make it come alive and connect with consumers. So it doesn't mean they can't do a great job, but you're not sometimes realizing the full potential.
Well, a lot of that leads into the discussion about agency management.
Yeah.
Because so much is focused in not so much what agencies have as their core skill sets, but in terms of how marketers are developing the portfolio of agencies and interconnecting them to ensure that they have the right brand message, they have the right creative platforms, they have the right integrated marketing strategy, and that somebody, in fact, is connecting the dots to get the right message out there all of the time.
Yeah, and you know, there's one simple collaboration's what it's about. It's about leaving the egos behind and really getting into the opportunity that's on the table in front of people. And I think when you can get that kind of circumstances and you can nurture that kind of relationship in between different providers, when a client can achieve that, then you get a fantastic result.
You do get a fantastic result, and with the right compensation structures and the right measurement systems to reinforce that, you can have some absolutely wonderful outcomes.
Yeah. It's interesting. We sort of tend to think that maybe we're at a bit of a, you know, there's a different skill set that's required to think across all of these channels, that you still need this, you know, the rocket scientists who are capable of being specialists in the silos, but perhaps what you need is this ability to think right across them to get an idea that one will be relevant and can connect with people across all of these different platforms, and then, if you like, use the specialist to get the engagement really occurring.
Completely agree, and that's why we like to think of the process as part of a total marketing supply chain.
Yep.
There are so many components that are required in order to be able to optimize great marketing and brand building, and there is really anybody that is just focused in on one particular area is going to lose in the long run. So I completely agree with your thesis. That's not to say that those that are going to be successful in the long run are those that, in fact, are going to take those core disciplines of brand building, marketing accountability, integrated marketing, creativity development, marketing organization structure, agency management, et cetera, and continuing to advance those. Those that can do that and consistently push that forward will, in fact, be the winners both in the short term and in the long term, and those individuals would be defined their success as increasing share of market, which will lead to ultimately to greater profits longer term.
Yeah, and it comes back to where you started, which is accountability, Bob, which is probably a good way to finish this up. It's all about return on investment, and a lot of these new areas are very accountable. So I think if people are keeping their eye on that ball, then from that perspective, you'd think that marketers and agencies will be doing well in the future.
Well, there is no doubt about it, and but we are only three steps into the marketing accountability equation. I give everyone within the supply chain kudos for advancing the ball in terms of providing the metrics to provide better perspective on return on investment. But the reality is that many marketers are not optimizing the total process. They aren't necessarily utilizing the same metrics across the board in their own companies and with the other individuals and agencies and researchers that permit an integrated approach towards measuring performance. So we still have a way to go in order to be able to optimize the marketing accountability equation. But what I've seen in the last 5 years warms my heart, having come from a finance background myself. we have no choice but to continue to push forward in new and different ways and to engineer the conversation like you and I just have.
Yeah.
We find that the marketing community tends not to be as aligned and on the same page as we'd like them to be, and that's what we see our role is to try to get greater alignment and use case histories and insights as our best example to demonstrate how, in fact, it should be done.
Yeah, and I think you're leading. That's what it's about. It's good. And you look like you're enjoying it, too.
I'm having a great time, as it sounds like you are, too, my friend.
Hey, listen, thank you very much for spending the time with us. We've really appreciated getting your insights. All the best for this year, and I think we know that the ANA is all about leading the marketing community, and I think this whole strategy that you've got in place and driving this is fantastic. So thank you very much for your help from all of us down here at Ad News and in Australia.
Many thanks, Peter. It's been a pleasure, and good luck to all of you.
Cheers, Bob. Thanks very much, mate. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye now.
The Ad News podcast series is an initiative from On Communications and Stellar Sound. Ad News is Australia's top-selling advertising, marketing and media magazine. Visit oncom.com.au to register for our free fortnightly review trends newsletter. That's oncom.com.au.